As I said earlier, we do offer a primary junior program, just a junior kindergarten to grade 6. The applicants, too, it's called the Bachelor of Primary Education Studies. They need to hold a 3 or a 4 year degree. We don't have any prerequisite courses because in JK to grade 6, you teach every subject, and so we're not looking for specific prerequisites. Our selection, we have a 60%, 40% split. 60% weighting is based on academic achievement, and that's in the final 10 full university courses that you've taken, and typically with a minimum grade point average of 70%. Now, some people we recognize, we have a later application date of March 25th, 2011, and some people we recognize won't necessarily have finished their degree. Please do still apply. We take a look at your 10 most recent courses up to the date of application, and then you would send us your final transcript once you have actually completed the program, obviously before August 2011. The other 40% weighting is based on experience, and what we do is we look for people who have experience either directly related to teaching, so maybe you've volunteered in a school, or indirectly related to teaching, such as coaching and being at recreational camps. We also look certainly for references as well. We do shortlist our top applicants, and we do interview a very large number of people to be able to determine who will be best suited for the program. As I said, our applications are due March 25th. We will have information sessions at the university, our first one being November 18th, and the next one being February 2nd, and March 1st. So look at that information on the website. Our application package does consist of an application form, an experiential summary table, personal statement, references, and certainly your transcripts as well. And all that information can be found on the website.
Thank you.
Okay, so we offer the three divisions, primary, junior, junior, intermediate, and intermediate senior. For the primary junior division, you need no specific course requirements, a degree, 3 years minimum. It is preferable if you have a four-year degree, but no extra points are given to the fact that you have a four-year degree. You probably have better marks if you have a four-year degree because we take your best 20 marks over your studies. We require a statement of experience profile. 50% of the evaluation is based on the statement of experience, and 50% is based on the average. The minimum average is 68%. We require referees on your statement of experience profile with an email address. We do not require letters of reference. The application deadline is December 1st for all programs. For the primary junior program, you can apply for French as a second language or for the general primary junior division. We also offer cohorts, developing a global perspective cohort, an art education cohort, and an on-site program cohort. Those are programs to which you apply once you have been offered admission to our program, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis for all three of those programs. For junior intermediate, you require 6 one-term courses in the subject area that you've chosen to teach. In the intermediate senior, you need 2 subject areas, 10 half courses in the first and 4 in the second subject area.
Okay, thank you. Phyllis?
We accept both 3 and 4 year degrees. The 4 year degree is an advantage in the sense that you have those additional courses that we can look at to calculate your academic average. For that, the requirement is a 70% on your 10 best credits or 20 best semestered courses or a combination of the two. And it is a minimum percentage. If you don't have that percentage, then your application would stop right there. The other main factor for acceptance into Brock is experience, and these are going to weigh 50-50. So for the experience, you need to have 2 separate experiences. They can be similar. In fact, they can be the same kind of experience. But 2 separate experiences of 100 hours each required. The more closely related to teaching they are, the better. We do have the 3 divisions in addition to the Tech Studies program, of course. For the primary junior and junior intermediate divisions, 1 of those experiences needs to be related to the appropriate age group. For the intermediate senior division, 1 of the experiences should be related to 1 of your teaching subjects. Okay? For primary junior, there is no particular subject requirement. You don't have to have a degree in anything in particular. If you do have, however, a course in English, math, and/or science, at the university level, just a course, then you can get extra points for that, but they are not required for primary junior. For junior intermediate, the requirement is one teachable subject supported by three full credits or six semestered courses, averaging 75%. And for intermediate senior, you need two teachable subjects, the first being supported by five full credits, averaging 75%, and three full credits, averaging 70%. Depending on what your teaching subject is, there may be some particular course requirements. So if you have any questions about any teaching subject in particular, I can certainly help you with that. Okay.
Thank you. Hillary?
All right. So at Laurier, we have two divisions, our primary junior, the K to 6 program, and junior intermediate, 4 to 10. For the primary junior and junior intermediate, the admission average minimally to be considered is 70%. In your last 10 full or 20 half credits, that last and the best is a really key difference between some of the universities, so want to differentiate. If you have a 3 or 4 year degree, we will look at you, but a student with a 4 year degree would get preference in the way of a few more points on the academic side of their assessment. For primary junior, if you have a half credit completed in math, science, English, or French at any point in your undergraduate degree, you would be given additional points in the academic side of the marking, but you don't have to have any of those to apply because, as has already been mentioned by Paige, the K to 6 program is really teaching you to be a generalist teacher. For the junior intermediate area, we are looking at the teachable being 3 full credits in most areas, including the required courses, a minimum of 70% in those courses, along with, the one differentiating factor would be the French as a second language, where you require 5 full credits in that area.
Okay, welcome to Brent Kennedy from Queens. Okay, Brent, we've just done 2 short questions, so I'll have you maybe catch us up.
Sure.
So first of all, it was just introducing yourself and your program, maybe a couple of unique features, and then talking about the admission requirements and if there's specific admission requirements in terms of the teaching levels that you offer.
Okay. First of all, I apologize for my lateness. I am the only one here representing Queens for Education, so I had to pack ourselves down and then make it here. Certainly. So a couple of unique things in regards to our program. One of them is that we have 3 distinct program tracks, which run along with your bachelor's in education. One of them is the outdoor experiential education program, which focuses on taking classroom activities and incorporating a very strong environmental aspect. The second is artists in the community, which sort of works in reverse in taking very strong artistic music, theater, drama, visual arts, bringing them out of the community and strong focus into the classroom. The third is the Aboriginal teaching program, which puts a very strong First Nations perspective on education. Additionally, we have the alternate practicum, which goes in addition to your regular 3 practicum blocks, which provides incredible international opportunities for education.
Okay. Did you already talk about all the admission requirements?
Specific admission requirements for intermediate senior are that you have at least 5 full credit courses in your primary teaching subject, 3 in your secondary. Exactly which teaching subjects are offered at Queens can be found either through the website or you can just speak with me directly because that's much more time than I'm sure I'm allotted here. Other than that, we look for a strong B undergraduate average, and we look at your cumulative undergraduate average. So we look at everything, not your top 10 or your top 2 years.
Okay, thank you very much. And Andrea?
Okay, so at Trent, as I mentioned, we offer 3 different streams: the primary, junior, full-time, and part-time, and the intermediate senior levels. And in those, we offer both the Catholic stream and the public stream. In terms of our admissions, for all the programs, we're looking for a minimum 70% average, and that's over your last 10 full credits. So essentially, we look at your transcripts and count backwards until we get to 10 full credits, and we do not count failed courses in that. For specific course requirements, for primary junior, much like the other schools, we don't have any specific course requirements, so we do encourage you to sample from a variety of different areas within the Ontario teaching curriculum. But that is not a requirement for us, and you don't receive any additional weighting for courses in specific program areas. For the intermediate senior program, we require 2 teachables, and we offer 13 different teachable subjects. And we require 5 full courses in your first teachable and 3 full courses in your second teachable, unless your second teachable is French, in which case we require 4 full credits. We also have an additional program where if you come in with one of our subjects in demand, such as chemistry, physics, computer science, French, or one other one, we do have merit awards for those candidates. Now, we weight our applications 50% on your academics and 50% on your profile of experience. And sorry, I should also mention that although we do accept applications, if you have a 3-year degree, a 4-year degree does get more weighting. And again, if you have a master's degree, then that is weighted more heavily. So for the profile of experience, it's a 2-page document that you fill out. The first page is a list of all your teaching experience and experience as an educator. And then a 2-page document where we ask for a critical reflection on 3 experiences. And in those experiences, we're looking for diversity of experiences. At Trent, we have a focus on social justice. So we're looking for candidates that have a diverse background in working with students of different ages, socioeconomic groups, working with gender issues and disability, and anything in that area. So we would like you to demonstrate as best possible your diversity in your profile of experience. In addition to that, we require 2 letters of reference, and those have to be related to 2 of those 3 experiences that you use in your critical reflection. We don't have an interview process, and so our application is based on those 2 areas. And I think that's all.